It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Sunday is a special day, especially for those in the Valley that follow the game of hockey. Now, wait, before you turn the radio off, I know, hockey. Well, you know, it's not. Why are we even talking about hockey? Because one of the greatest human beings to ever traverse the earth is in studio with us right now.
Me, Gatos.
No.
No.
We're talking hockey.
Oh.
Shane Doan, former Coyote, Captain Coyote, his number will be retired, and a ceremony will happen on Sunday during the game.
Yep.
Out in Glendale, and he's in studio with us right now. I miss you. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Donor.
I miss you on the ice.
Donor, look at him. The man is going to be brought to tears.
Oh, it's coming. At some
look
point
at him.
Some point in this interview, I'm just going to. Look. For somebody that didn't like hockey until he was 40 years old and discovered the Coyotes on just a happenstance, and I fell in love with the game once I went to a game and understood what was going on. To watch you. And to watch the way you played and how you were as a human being when there are so many other bags in other sports that are just all about themselves. It's just an honor. It was an honor to watch you play when I did. And you brought so much to this community that you kind of feel like you know you. Does that make sense? You played for so long. You stayed here during the off season. A lot of people feel that you know you, and now I have to go outside because I'm going to cry.
You know, thank you. I mean, it's amazing. You know what? One of the things I'm most surprised at is the fact that so many people, I never viewed it that way because I'm a sports fan of every sport, and always want to get to know the people. And I'm always surprised when people are like, man, I feel like I grew up with you. And I'm like, I feel the same way, like with the Valley.
Yeah.
It's such a cool.
Yeah.
This is home. I've been here 23 years. I've never been anywhere more than 15. And this is home. And it's cool to see and talk to people where that was their experience because the sport was so new. And I was kind of the guy that they identified
right.
with. And I thank you. I'm beyond honored because thank you.
So. Let's have some fun.
We've got
Doaner here in studio. He's going to have his number retired on Sunday. We have two pairs of tickets. If you want to go to this game.
And you should.
You can't just call up because that's not how we roll.
Correct.
You've got to do something. So what we're going to ask you to do is we're going to ask you to give your best play-by-play of Shane Doan scoring a goal. And the Doaner is going to pick who he likes. Okay, so we got two pairs.
Okay,
so 602-277-5827. This is your chance. You call up, say hi to the Doaner, and give us your best play-by-play of him scoring a goal. If you excite us, if you get us up off our seats, if Shane likes you, guess what? We're going to hand you a pair of tickets for Sunday's game to see Shane Doan get his number retired. 602-277-5827. 602-277-KTAR.
All right, I'm not going to get all, you know. You remember Game 4 of the Western Conference? I'm not going to get all that.
Oh.
What is the most surprising thing that you've discovered, or what is the most nicest thing since you have retired? Have you just discovered something? Have you taken up a hobby? Like, what is it that you've made that transition? What is the number one thing that you've really enjoyed or really gone, wow, I really liked it. I didn't know I could do that before.
You know what? The thing that I've enjoyed, and this sounds so simple and silly, is
gardening.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got horses and everything. Yeah. My goodness.
I have a 12-year-old boy. He's in grade 6. He rides his bike to school literally every day. Like he hasn't missed, he's probably missed 5 days in the last 6 years, like every day. And he'd always ride with his friends or with his older brother. And now his older brother's in high school and driving and goes to a different school. And as one of the friends that he always rode with, she isn't going to the school anymore. So him and I have rode together every single morning. On bikes. And it has been an absolute blast.
Oh, that's great.
And now it's something that I look forward to. And then I ride and pick him up. And it's such a simple thing, but it's like it's become kind of our thing, and
yeah.
I love it. And I can't say how I never didn't even cross my mind that would be something I'd get to do, and it's
right.
something that has made every morning a blast.
Mm.
We look forward to it. He tells me the words he uses about talking about coding or about playing some video game or something. I don't even understand it, but I just laugh the whole way to the whole way to school.
Right. Shane Doan is in studio. Captain Coyote, his big night is going to be on Sunday, and we've got two pairs of tickets. Do you want to see Shane Doan get his number retired? What we're asking you to do. It's kind of like when we do Sing for Tickets, except you've got to give play-by-play for tickets.
Yeah.
Okay? You come on, give us a good 10 or 15 seconds of your play-by-play of a Shane Doan goal, and if you're any good, the donor's going to say, he's going to pick you, or he's going to say yes or no.
Okay.
All right.
First up.
Here we go.
Is Rita. Rita, you are in Phoenix. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Give us your best Shane Doan scoring a goal for the Coyotes. Go
ahead.
Here we are. We're watching the Phoenix Coyotes. Ladies and gentlemen, it is quite a game tonight. Here comes the captain, the Shane Doaner. Down the ice. He's passing it to Ronick. Ronick back to Shane. Right in. We score.
Oh, and the horn.
I got the horn, man.
Rita, that was beautiful. Thank you.
All right, Rita, hold on. Very good.
Oh. All right, let's put her on hold.
All right.
All right, donor, think Rita, maybe, okay?
Yep, definitely. Okay. Definitely, Rita's in there.
All right, Mike, there. You're an Ahwatukee. You've got some tough competition with Rita there. Mike, you ready?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
Here we go. About a minute and 30 left to go in the game. Ray Whitney takes the puck across the blue line. Shane Doan topped on the left circle. It's the shot. He scores. Shane Doan with the hat trick. Donor, yeah!
How many hat tricks did you score?
Two.
You remember them both vividly.
Yes, I do. It only took me 1,100 games to get the first one.
Oh, jeez. Jeez.
All right.
Next up is John. John in Phoenix, give us your best Shane Doan scoring a goal play-by-play.
Yes, sir. Tkachuk at the face-off. Tkachuk slaps it to Shane Doan. Shane Doan back to Tkachuk. Tkachuk back to Shane Doan. Shane Doan scores!
Not bad.
I like it.
All right,
like
so
scoring.
Far pretty good. So far pretty good.
Very good.
I have the Chicago Blackhawks hockey goal here. We'll see what that sounds like.
Why
I don't know. It's just in here. I don't know. What do you think of this?
No, we don't like the Blackhawks. What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm just saying. I got it. It's in my... I'll use the Coyotes one.
Jeez. All right, Jacob, you're in Gilbert. Jacob, can you beat...
Sorry, my bad.
Jacob, that's never happened before, I swear. Yeah, a little premature.
Sorry
there.
About that.
Yeah, you get fired at the arena. All right, Jacob, go ahead. Give us your best Shane Doan scoring a goal.
Doan, in the shootout against Anaheim, comes down the wing, kind of snakes in left to right, right to left, looks out, Gibson takes the shot, his stick breaks, and the puck goes in the net.
Now, that actually happened.
It did actually happen.
You scored a goal by breaking your stick, and the puck just kind of lost velocity but just snuck under, right?
Yes, it was the ultimate kind of not planned accidental changeup. It worked out well.
All right.
Why don't we take...
We got one more?
Let's take one more.
All right, Tina, you're in Surprise. Tina, can you give us your Shane Doan scoring a goal moment? Tina?
I'm here.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. OEL to Dvorak. To don't shoot. He scores. The Captain Coyote scores. Ow.
Oh, the howl.
The howl, too. Okay. All right, so you've got... Okay, I got it. Jeez. Rita? Mike, John, Jake, Tina. Out of those five,
you got to pick two, donor.
Yeah, I might have to go with the ones where they did the games actual played, where it was the hat trick one, and the one where I break my stick. Just appreciate the nostalgia.
Who do we got? Who is that, Max?
I don't know.
Mike. I think it was Mike.
Mike and Jacob, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Mike in Ahwatukee, and Jacob gave you the broken stick goal as well.
And I loved them all, and I wish I could give them all tickets.
Are they still there on the line?
Yeah.
Put Mike back on.
All right, Mike, you're in Ahwatukee. You still there?
Yes, sir. Hi, guys.
All right, what do you have to say to the donor? You're going to go to the game on Sunday.
I love you, Shane Doan.
All right, Mike,
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much, Mike.
All right.
Love you, too.
And Jacob, you're in Gilbert. Jacob with the broken stick goal against Anaheim.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay.
Right. What do you want to say to the donor? You're going to the game on Sunday.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for so many great years of hockey. Like, looking up to you was just absolutely fantastic. I couldn't have asked for a better role model.
Nice.
Thank you, Jacob. That's too kind.
Yeah.
Donor, do you get sick of people being so nice to you?
I mean,
are you this nice of a guy?
He just proves what you put out in the world, you receive tenfold. He just proves it.
I don't get this kind of stuff, and I'm
you're
the
not
nicest
nice.
Guy in the world.
No, you're not. As you just tried to horn me every single time I tried to
talk. I did not.
Yes, that's not true. Yeah.
See, if you give me like a toy, I'm like a 3-year-old, you know.
Right.
So I've got all these horns right in front of me. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure.
Well, Shane Doan, it's great to see you. Congratulations, man. You deserve it. Sunday's a big day for you. Are you going to cry?
There's probably a point where I'm going to get a little bit overwhelmed by the whole thing.
I'm sure. It's supposed to be sold out, too.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah.
And that's, you know what? It's the coolest thing about it is all the people that are going to get to be there. And I get, you know, you play through your career and you leave home and people that helped you kind of get to the NHL and then people that have played with you along the way. And they kind of come and go, and for them all to kind of intersect on one night together with me is something that I'm really, really looking forward to.
Real quick, will we see you around the Valley? Are you going to work for the Coyotes? Are you going to do something locally? What's your next step?
Would you like to do our news reports?
You know what? I will definitely be around the Valley. My kids, this is home. This has become home. Like I said, I've been here for 23 years, and this is home for us. I don't know if I'll ever work for the – I mean, I'm not opposed to working for the Coyotes, obviously.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I really enjoy being at home right now. I'm working for the NHL and getting an opportunity to learn a lot with them and be able to help them out, and that's something that I've enjoyed a lot. But being home with my kids and being able to coach my son and be with my daughters and my son's dance rehearsals and go to my daughter's plays, it's something I'm really enjoying. And it's a long overdue, and I'm glad I get to do it now.
Yeah.
Shane Doan, Captain Coyote, his number will be retired on Sunday. If you don't have anything to do, just cancel your plans and show up at Gila River Arena. Once in a lifetime opportunity for a once in a lifetime kind of guy. All right.
That really drowns you out. I think it's a lot better than, you know. All right, Doaner, we'll see you later. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me on so much. Thanks.
Drive home informed and entertained. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Thanks again to Shane Doan coming in studio, hanging out with us, giving away some tickets to his big day on Sunday where the Arizona Coyotes will take his jersey and retire it, and that's what should happen.
They should retire number 19.
How about you, you little fangirl? You.
Yeah, I'm already getting stuff on Twitter about it.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's read some, because not only were you blushing, not only were you giddy, not only did you get teary, I mean, really, you kissed his butt pretty good.
I don't know if it was more of a kiss butt. Was it a kissing of the butt or an acknowledging?
I think it was
one of the greatest human beings of all time.
He's a terrific guy, but my goodness, I mean, boy, did you smooch his rear end.
He deserved it.
What are they saying about you on Twitter?
I think it's supposed to be like Chandler Bing, could you be any more of a fangirl? Thank you. Are you getting paid to be all like this? No, yeah. That's not
are
true.
Are you getting,
not getting
paid to do that? Are
no!
They, the Coyotes aren't doing that.
No!
They're not throwing you some cash to say such great things?
He doesn't need to.
I think he's an okay guy. I mean, you know.
He doesn't need anybody to pay to be his hype guy. I mean, really. He's Shane Doan.
He is beloved here. There's no question about it.
And you remember, because you have been here for 20-some years.
Yeah.
I mean, he came from Winnipeg.
He was young.
Yeah. And you saw him
He played on some really good teams, too.
And mature into captain. And, I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, I mean, there are going to be athletes that you always remember, you know?
Yeah.
And I'll say this. Is Shane Doan the greatest athlete in Arizona? He'll say no. And that's not it. Is he one of the greatest human beings to ever play in Arizona? The answer is yes. Then you take a guy like Charles Barkley. Is he one of the greatest athletes to ever play? Yes. Human being? Not necessarily. But still, there's something about Shane Doan that always made you want to root for the guy.
Exactly.
He wasn't like flamboyant, or he wasn't
as
charismatic. He wasn't a diva. He wasn't the most sizzling player out there.
Right.
But he was always solid, and he was just always a terrific guy, and that makes you want to. It makes you want to root for him.
I would call it presence. There was always a presence in playing.
Here
when
you
he
go
was
again.
On,
what? My goodness. I mean, are you ever going to stop? It's just flowing. It's just come on, man. You know what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Go ahead.
So when he's on the ice.
Oh, we're out of time.
There.
Coming up next, and again, our thanks to Shane Doan. Let's see. We've got Governor Ducey popping by the studio at 5:15.
Yeah. Are you going to horn him?
I will if I don't like some of the answers I get.
Sure.
Shane Doan was just here. You never know what's going to happen with Mac and Gatos on this show. Who knows who's going to stop by next?
That's why you should subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast. Don't miss any of the show. It's brought to you by Arizona Cold Air. Listen to the Shane Doan interview. See if I went off fangirl. I was respectful. Twitter haters.
Coming up next. Let's see. Why did United Airlines think a deaf person needed a wheelchair? Yeah, let's talk about that. About 30 minutes, we got the big four at four. At 4:05, we take about 20 minutes, we bring you four big blockbuster stories. And then at 5:15, the governor is headed in. He's going to get grilled by Mac because Mac doesn't agree with him and Trump when it comes to
now,
the
see,
wall.
You're portraying that very, very incorrectly. I will ask him questions. There's nothing to grill. It's not his decision.
You don't like it that he's siding with Trump, though?
I may not, but I'm not going to grill him about it. Jeez, that's what you do.
Oh.
And that's why nobody likes you, like Shane Doan, because you're not a nice guy.
I don't need to be a nice guy.
Right. Don't worry.
You're not that nice either.
I don't want to be Shane Doan. I can't be Shane Doan.
Can anybody be?
No, except Shane Doan.
Thanks again to Shane Doan for stopping by and talking a little bit about how they're going to retire his jersey on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Why don't we go over this story? You know, we've been working together for 10 years. I don't know if you've realized quite yet, I don't like United Airlines.
I've heard.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think that they should be, flying. It's just the worst experience. They gave me vertigo, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Lost my bag, blah, blah, blah. We don't have to go into it.
Shane Doan would never complain. Just saying.
Let's see him try and skate around with vertigo. Anyway, why did...
I'd like to see you skate, period.
I can
Let
skate.
Let alone with vertigo.
I can skate.
Mm.
I'm in softball shape. I'm sure I can skate.
Right.
Why did United Airlines think a deaf person needed a wheelchair?
That's a great question. A deaf activist named Niall DeMarco has shamed United Airlines for bringing him a wheelchair at an L.A. airport.
Can I just interrupt for a half second?
You always do. Go ahead.
It's like United doesn't really have a moral compass.
Now, wait. Let me interrupt for a second.
Hold on.
We don't know, liar. We don't know the whole story here.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm always going to be against United.
All right.
It doesn't matter.
DeMarco said he was flying from Denver to L.A., saw his name on the United logo on a screen on top of a wheelchair and asked up. He basically walked up the bridge and said, I don't need a wheelchair.
Well, of course he doesn't need a wheelchair.
Okay. Did he need any assistance to begin with? Like, why was his name on the United list anyway?
Because they don't have a moral compass. They treat people badly. They
See,
kill dogs.
I'm wondering if this is a misunderstanding.
They drag you off a plane and you sound like a gutted pig.
I want to know if he put himself on this list that he needed assistance or whatever. And United's just being nice. Hey, we'll offer you a free ride to get you to where you need to go in a wheelchair. They're not insulting deaf people.
Why does a deaf guy need a wheelchair?
Maybe they're just trying to be nice instead of walking all the way. You ever been to the Denver airport? It is you ever been to LAX? Messes of airports, not like Phoenix Sky Harbor. But even Sky Harbor has wheelchair as well as those carts, beep, beep, coming through, Maybe they were just trying to be nice to the guy and giving him a free ride.
You know what I was just thinking? Why does a deaf guy need a wheelchair?
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe
of course
just trying
he doesn't.
To be nice.
Okay, is it United trying to be nice, or do they not know how to be nice?
Don't know.
And then they blow it.
I don't know, because we're not sure. Like, the story's basically about how this person, shamed United Airlines for bringing a wheelchair to a deaf person. I'm like, maybe they're just into customer service, and if you want a ride, maybe they'll give you a ride.
You're really stretching there, man.
I don't know.
Didn't they take? Wasn't there a guy? Wasn't there? Didn't we do a story about United a couple weeks ago? And the answer is yes. But it was about a guy who cannot walk, and they made him crawl.
Right. That was off
the plane.
Right.
Well, why don't you use the wheelchair for that guy and not the deaf guy?
Because they didn't have a ramp to meet the plane, so he had to go down the stairs.
I hear a lot of excuses coming from you today.
Okay. All right. In response, United wrote, "We can understand your concern.
Yeah.
Anytime a reservation is noted with a special service request, a wheelchair may accompany our agents in the event that the passenger before or after needs assistance. Mm. It is intended to be more efficient in assisting our passengers."
All right.
So you're just trying to be nice?
I don't know.
And, of course, United has such a bad, you know, history.
Reputation.
That this guy just jumped all over United on Twitter when, you know what? It's like Roadhouse, man. Be nice.
Until
you don't have to be nice.
Yeah, I don't think it was time to be nice there.
Oh, so you would yell at somebody for bringing a wheelchair?
For me? If I could walk? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you
take the ride?
Why don't you bring me my bag that's not, you know, blown up into three different
Gatos.
Pieces?
I'm taking a free ride.
All right. So United thought a deaf person needed a wheelchair. Congratulations. At least you didn't kill his dog.
Not yet.
Didn't they kill a giant bunny last year?
Yes.
Yeah, that was good, too. All right. Coming up next, why don't we talk about getting stiffed?
All right.
Here's the deal. The new professional football league, the AAF.
AAF?
Yeah. They almost ran out of money after just the second game.
How do you not have enough money after the first week?
The Hotshots, I think, are 2-0
here in
Arizona. Okay.
They are.
So there were rumors going around that players wouldn't get paid.
Yeah.
And now they've been bailed out, but, you know, for how long? Are some of these players going to get stiffed? We want you to call us at 602-277-5827. Give us your story of being stiffed. You showed up, you did the work, and you didn't get paid. 277-5827. Your story of getting stiffed. Next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Drive home informed and entertained. Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, we've asked you to call us at 602-277-5827. Reportedly, the Alliance of American Football already appears to be in jeopardy. They were bailed out by an NHL owner to make payroll to the tune of $250 million.
So this is the team in Arizona. There are seven other teams,
mm-hmm.
the Hotshots.
How do you not have enough money to cover the second week of payroll?
It's the second week of the season, and
right.
they can't. None of the teams could? Or
That's
the league
what they're
could?
Saying. The league.
Okay.
The league.
So we decided, call us at 277-KTAR. And, you know, what if these players go out and they play next week?
And for no money.
Right.
No paycheck.
And they get stiffed.
Yep.
We want your story of being stiffed. You showed up. You did the work. You didn't get paid. 277-KTAR.
All right, Klaus, you're in Gilbert. What happened to you, Klaus?
Okay, so I sell medical stuff, and I had a potential client that I wanted to take back in the olden days. We used to be able to take clients on trips. So I scheduled a trip to have this guy come with me up to my brothers and my father, and we went up to a mountainous state above us, and we're going to go snowmobiling for a few days.
Okay.
And so I tell the guy, hey, this is what it's going to cost. Here's your rental for your snowmobile. Here's the bills kind of thing. I'll take care of food, and we'll go from there. He's like, oh, no, I'll be happy to help contribute to food. It'll be fine. Okay, it'll be fun. We take off. We go. We have a great time. My dad and brothers and everybody just has a great time. And we each meal, he kind of tells me, hey, yeah, I'll get the next one. We come back. I paid about $450 for the snowmobile and everything that was there. And he totally stiffed me on the entire bill to this day.
How did he do it? To your face?
To my face completely. He told me he was going to take care of it and he'd pay me and get me the money. And then he never did.
He never did.
Mm.
Worst part is he didn't switch his business either. He came back in business.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Took the trip and ran.
That stinks, Klaus.
Isn't that kind of sort of, though, what sales guys do? I mean, isn't it kind of you schmooze them and, I mean, they're not obligated, right?
It depends on what the deal is. If, you know, you don't have to pay, everything's on me. That's
right,
not necessarily
right.
the way it goes. So, all right, call us if you've ever got stiffed.
All right, Mark, you're in Phoenix. Mark, what happened to you?
All right, well, I used to wrestle here locally as the Gnome King, spelt with a K. Nice. And as the story is with a lot of wrestlers, you go to the show expecting pay, and by the end of the show, the promoter looks at you and says, better luck next time. You're going out there, working the crowd, doing a promo, making them love you or hate you.
Yep.
You're bumping on the concrete. You're catching other guys, making sure they don't break their necks. And you get told at the end of the day, we got nothing for you. I lucked out one time, and I actually got like a $5 Safeway gift card.
Oh, that's...
jeez.
Hey, have you ever gotten pile-driven into like the mat or anything like that?
No. I was the one doing that kind of stuff to other people.
All right.
Now, did you know going in, Mark, that you wouldn't be paid, though?
I knew chances were likely I wouldn't get paid, but I'm an optimistic person.
Hey, did you ever throw somebody in the figure four leg lock?
No, but I wanted to.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you ever slam
it? All right. Mike in Peoria, what happened to you, Mike?
Well, we went and set up the stage and sound and lights and everything for a biker fest during bike week. And then at the end of the gig, the tent that everybody was getting paid at was dark, and the guy was leaving in the truck. And I pulled him over with mine. I said, dude, what's going on? Well, here, let me give you a check. And then the check didn't work, and the lawyer talked to them and said, or he talked to us, and he goes, well, they already dissolved the LLC. I can't even get it.
Oh, geez.
Bounced the check and couldn't get the money.
And it's a biker gang. How are you going to ask them politely? Hey, guys, could you...
How's it going?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And you're in your Kia.
Right. You're in your Kia or your Geo Metro or something. Yeah, and they're on biker gang.
Yeah. You can't do it. Here's the other thing, though. How far do you go?
What do you mean?
To get your money.
You don't chase them. That's
not
what
not
I'm
biker,
saying.
Not necessarily
in your
biker
Kia.
Gang.
You don't get in your Kia and chase them down the road.
If someone decides, I don't want to pay you, like... How far do you go?
Or do
you just say, screw you, fine,
no,
I'm going to move?
You put a hex on their family, and you basically take it old school style, and you slash their tires or whatever.
All right.
You're not going to get it out of court.
That's a terrible thing to say.
You're not going to hire a lawyer.
There are kids listening out there. What if there's like an 8-year-old who lost a $5 bet to a 7th grader?
Shouldn't be betting children. Don't
do
it.
You know what? AAF.
They run out of money. Yeah.
So your calls on getting stiff. That was good. Coming up next, Big 4 at 4, 4 big blockbuster stories right ahead.